The Chaitanya Charitamrita class, this is the November 4th. We're discussing this pastime of Lord Chaitanya's dancing in the Rath Yatra. And last thing of Bhav, we're reading about, now Lord Jagannath is mounted in his car, and Lord Chaitanya is going to start his kirtan. Hey Mati Kirtan Prabhu Kalila Katakshan Apan Ud Yogi Machala Bhaktagan. Bhavan performed kirtan for some time and through his own endeavor inspired all the devotees to dance. Apani Lachite Jabe Prabhu Mana Hala Sata Sampradaya Tabe Ekatra Kalila. When the Lord himself wanted to dance, all seven groups combined together. Shivasrama Rabu Govinda Mukunda Hari Dasa Govinda Nanda Madhava Govinda. The Lord's devotees included Shivasrama Rabu Govinda Mukunda Hari Das Govinda Nanda Madhava Govinda. They all combined. Udanga Nitya Prabhu Jari Halaman Surupera Sangha Diva E Navajan. And the Mahaprabhu desired to Uddanda Nitya, to jump high while dancing. He placed these nine people in charge of Sri Dhamara. In other words, he's going to go into outer space. He's going to go ballistic or whatever. He's going to start flying in the spiritual sky with this intense love, jumping. Because Krishna's there in the cart, Rajananda and Shamsundar Jagannath. And so much ulas, so much prema ulas, so much mahabhava is erupting in the heart of Gauranga to see, because now his beloved Krishna has finally come out and mounted the chariot. He's sitting on a rath cart and now he's sitting in the heart of Gauranga. So Gauranga's been waiting. This is verse 71, and verse 71 verses describing all the preliminaries, the beauty of the card, and who's there, and Lord Chaitanya's organized all the kirtan parties, and you chant four in the front, and one on either side, and you're the lead dancer, you're the lead singer, and 32 kartas, and 8 madangas, and 14 madangas, and all these things. All the udipar and setting and arrangement for the whole Leela drama of Jagannath's Vrindavan Ganam Leela to go to Sri Gandicha. So he's done everything to arrange the whole Leela. He's orchestrated like a great dramatist or choreographer. Lord Chaitanya's personally arranged and organized the whole Leela for the pleasure of his Lord, as Radharani arranges for so many Leelas for the pleasure of Krishna through Bhagavad-gita and Paramahansa and all the rest of the secondaries. Oh, we're going to have this Leela now. She arranges through her mind, through her eyes. She arranges through her eye movements, through her words. So Gauranga has arranged this beautiful Leela of Rath Yatra for the pleasure of Shamsundar Jagannath. So now everything's in place. Now it's her offering. Now Gauranga's going to offer. Oh, now it's, okay, everybody, you do your thing. Now I set everything in motion, that you dance and sing and chant for the Lord. Now it's me and Krishna. Udanda Nitya. Udanda Nitya. I'm leaving now. Bye. Vroom. Ha. He starts jumping and jumping. And puts Suryadhamana in charge. Who's Suryadhamana? Rita. Rita, you'll be in charge of all the secondaries. I'm going in the Kunja with Krishna now. The Bhittani Kunja Leela. Rati Kali, intimate pastimes. Rita, you stay here, you take out everything. You're the parliamentary, you organize everything. He placed nine people in charge of Suryadhamana. Jump high while dancing. Hey, Dasha Jana Prabhu Sangha Gayad Hai Arasava Sampada Chari Dike Gai Dandavata Kari Prabhu Juri Dehat Urbanukke Stuti Kari Devi Jagannath. The devotees, Suryadhamana, these nine devotees, sang along with Mahaprabhu and they ran beside him. Other groups of men also sang. Mahaprabhu offered obeisances to Lord Jagannath with folded hands and raised his face toward the Lord. and he prayed for years. Rahavu, going around with Narayan, looking at Shams and the Vishnananda and Jagannath. Narayan Manya Devaya, Govimana Tayacha, Jagatataya Krishnaya, Govindaya Narayan. That's one prayer. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, the worshipable deity for all brahminical men, like me. I'm a brahminical man. I'm Nimai Pandit. I'm a Brahmin. Who is the well-wisher of cows and brahmanas, and is always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of Godhead, known as Krishna Govinda. Imagine when Gauranga is saying, when he's saying Krishna Govinda. Krishna is such a dear name to Radharani. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Radharani is chanting Krishna's name all over India. Krishna's in Radha Bhav, searching for Krishna. Separation. Viraha. Krishna, 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 hey. Such a dear name. Everything is compressed. All the names of God, all the leaders, everything is compressed in the name of Krishna, Prabhupada tells. This is a perfect name. The topmost perfect name of Godhead is Krishna. And Govinda. Govinda means one who gives pleasure to the gopis. One who satisfies the gopis and gives pleasure. Hey, Krishna Govinda. Then, Jayati Jayati Deva Devaki Nandana Snow Jayati Jayati Krishna Vishnu Vamsha Pradipa Jayati Jayati Mega Shamala Kalango Jayati Jayati Priti Bhara Nashama Kunda. Another prayer. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is Devaki Nanda, the son of Devaki. You are the son of Devaki. Jagannath. You are Devaki Nanda. You are the light of the dynasty of the Vishnus. Your bodily master, Shamala Komalanga. Shamala. Shamala Komalanga. Your body is sharp. Your sharp, so beautiful, dark blue. And so komala. Your limbs are so soft. I have touched your body before, and your body is softer than a new leaf of a tamal tree. So soft. Soft as a lotus flower, a kamal, kamalanga, and komal. And you appeared on this planet to deliver the world from the burden of demons. And you're Mukunda, you can offer liberation to everyone. Priti Bhara Nasha Mukunda. Priti Bhara Mukunda. So Mukunda means the deliverer of liberation. That's the general meaning. But what does Radharani meditate on? When we say Mukunda, it means that. But what does Radharani think when she says Mukunda? We say Govinda, and we think, oh, Govinda, the one that takes care of the cows. And Govinda means one who gives pleasure to the gopis. Vindate, Govindate. So Mukunda means Muk. His mukha, oh, you whose face is like a kunda flower. There's a flower called kunda, very effulgent, very beautiful, very attractive. Mukha means muk, face. So when Gauranga Radharani is praying to Jagannath, it says Mukunda, she thinks, oh, you with a beautiful face like a kunda flower. Then, so these are four prayers that Lord Chaitanya offers. Namavamanya, and then this Mukunda Mala Stotram, and then one from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10.90.48, and then this Padyavali verse, Nahamdipro. Jayati, Jayati Jananivaso Deviki Jananavaro, Nirvana Parishat Swar Dorbi Asyan Adamam, Stira Chara Vishnu Na Susmita Sri Mokena, Vajapura Vanitaram, Vardiyam Kamadevam. Now, he's going from more and more specific. The prayers are Namobramanya Devaya, and then you're the Vishnu's, and this now is coming to the Vrindavan. So the prayers, the four prayers that Govinda offered in Radhabhav, Mahabhav, before Lord Jagannath, are more and more intimate. Each one is more intimate and more in mood of Dajabhav than the next. This one says, Jayati Janamivas Devaki Janamivado. Lord Sri Krishna is known as Jananivas, the resort of all living entities, and Devaki Nandan, or Yashoda Nandan. He is the guide of the Yadus. With his mighty arms, he kills everything inauspicious. Now, who is he really to me? By his presence, he destroys all things inauspicious things for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful, smiling face. Oh, so this is the prayer. Lord Chaitanya and Radha's Mahabhav is praying to Lord Jagannath, sitting on the chariot before the Rath Yatra starts. He starts jumping, Uddhanta Nitya, jumping out, yes, yes, my Lord is coming, he's sitting on the chariot. We will go to Vrindavan together. We'll go to Bandisha. He's jumping. Oh, done. Hey, it's so done. Take care of everyone. I'm gone. Bye. Ah, ah. We're done dancing. And all that, because he couldn't. It's not that my Lord Chaitanya saw Jagannath. Oh, Jagannath. When he saw Lord Chaitanya, he was in Ula. When Chaitanya saw Jagannath, Prajnananda and Shamasundar, he was in ecstasy. If you haven't seen your lover for a long time, you see your lover. Oh, it's so nice to see you. I feel so blessed to have your darshan. If you see your lover, you'll run. Ah, you see in the movies, the two lovers run. Ah, they run. And then the man grabs his wife or whatever, holds her his chest, and he spins around, her legs go out like that, and it's all music. And all this stuff. And everybody's all happy and smiling and laughing and like this because the music makes you sit like that. And it looks like that. It was a silent movie, wouldn't be so excited. So, and then after that, I'll have you been this, that, formality, some talk, this, that, I missed you so much. And at first, it's just the last comes out and through the body. Love is expressed through the body. So here I'm going on this Leela. This is a spiritual Leela. Transcendental divine play. So now Lord Chaitanya is waiting. Where is my lover? Where is Jagannath? When is he coming out? And he's organizing. Okay, everyone's here. All the gopis are here. All the brahmins are here. All the parties are here. The kirtan, everything's ready. Where's the star of the show? Where's the sinashore of my eyes? Where's the light of my... Where's my pranath? Where's my Jagannath? Where's my pranath? My Jagadish? My beloved Sham? Where's Virginia Nandan? Where is he? Nandan. He's in there with Lakshmi Devi. What's this? Come out of here. So now he's come out. He's dead. No more. Ha! Ha! And then... Manavramanya Deva. And Jayati Jananivaso. And then Vrajapura Vanitanam, that's me, Vanitanam, I'm Gopi, Vanita. Vanita means Gopi. Vrajapura Vanita, I'm a Vrajapura Vanita. Vanita means Gopi. It means the damsels of Vrindavan. Vrajapura means Vrindavan. Vrajapura Vanita. Vanita. Vanita means young, beautiful girl. Vrajapura Vanitanam. And what do you do when we see Srimukheda, Susmita? It says Susmita. Now Radharani's looking at Krishna. Susmita Srimukheda. Ah, Jagannath, Srimukheda is such a beautiful face you have. And what heightens the beauty and accelerates the beauty of your face? Your smile. Your smile, right? You just have a beautiful face when you smile, it enhances your beauty. It increases your beauty. So now, okay, you're generally wise, the Vishnis, the Yashoda Nandan, but forget that. That's for everybody else in Vrindavan. But what about the Vrajapura Vanitanam? Vrajapura Vanitanam, where this Susmita Srimukheda, this is the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, 90th chapter, 48th verse. Vrajapura Vanitanam, Susmita Srimukheda. Oh, Jagannath, look at your beautiful face. Ah. I'm a Vraja Pura, I'm a Vraja Pura Vanita, I'm Radharani, I'm Radhika, and you're Shyam, and your face, Srila Kela, your face is so beautiful and sweet, and you have Susmita. Smita means smile, Susmita means big, beautiful smile. What is Jagannath's name? Raktadhara, Raktadhara, Raktadhara means adhara, lips, Rakta means red, red lips. And is Jagannath smiling? Is he smiling, just mildly smiling? No, is he big smile? Ecstatic bliss. So what is that? That's Susmita. Jagannath Bhujananda, and that smile on his face is Susmita Jagannath, Susmita Shyam. Susmita Srimad Kena Vajrapura Vanitanam. And what's the effect of all that? When some girl looks at you and smiles, some girl looks around and goes, ooh, and smiles like this. And what's the effect of that? Vardiyan Kamadevam. Kamadev, who's Kamadev? Lust, the god of lust. Vardiyan, what does Vardiyan mean? To increase. So Radharani is looking at Krishna and saying, you naughty. You Jagannath, you naughty. You sweet stream of Kevin, you have that beautiful blackish face, and you're smiling, so like, hey, Radharani, Jagannath, Shyam Sundar, my Pranamath, then, Vardiyan Kamadevam. Susmita Shimokena Brishapura Vanitanam Vardiyan Kamadevam. His blissful smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be all glorious and happy. So this is now Radharani is praying this to Krishna, Jagannath, before the Rath Yatra starts. So he's setting the whole mood of the Rath Yatra. That's why I'm saying that the title of this story from Chaitanya Charitamrita is Mahaprabhu's dancing in Rath Yatra in Ras Lila Bhav, in the mood and bhav of Ras Lila. Ras Lila is all about Radha Krishna's Madhuri Lila, Kamadevam. Krishna's a transcendental Kamadev, Kling Kamadevaya, Vidnehe. May that transcendental Kamadev attract my heart, fill my heart with arrows of attraction, love, sweetness, and beauty, and take me away from all the filthy, stinky, obnoxious bodies of this material world. Then he prays, don't think, I'm not Nimai Pandit. I'm not a Dignijaya Pandit. I didn't defeat Keshav Bharati. I'm not a Brahmin. And his last prayer is he's looking at Bhujananda in the chariot. Nahandipro, I'm not a Brahmin. Nahandipro, Chayanapatir, Napi Vaishodha, Shudra, Nahandavina, Chayapihapatir, No, Anastoya, Tirva, Kintu, Pradya, Nikala, Paramananda, Puranabhita, Tabde. I'm none of those things. Oh, Jagannath, oh, Shansanu, Bhujanan, I'm not a Brahmin. I'm not a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. I'm not a Brahmachari, Vihasa. I'm not a sannyasi. I'm not a Brahmin. What am I? I'm your Gopi. Gopi, Bhattu, Padakamaya, Das, and a Das. I'm Dasya. I just want to serve the lotus feet of your servants, Shansanu. I'm your Dasi. I'm your Ashoka Dasika. This word is there in the Ras Lila chapter, the five chapters of the Rasa dance. The gopis are praying to Lord Krishna in the Gopi Gita. Ashoka Dashika means an unpaid maidservant. Dashika means maidservant. Ashoka means no pay. Usually servants get paid. Food, board, clothing, something, money. The gopis are praying, you didn't pay anything for us. We just served you. We're your unpaid maidservants. So this is the prayer. I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya or a Shudra. Nor am I a Brahmacharya, a householder, a Vanaprastha or a Sannyasi. I identify myself only as a servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. This is Radharani speaking. Radharani is going to say, do you know, hey Jagannath, hey Shamasundar, I'm Radharani, you know, I'm the number one. Of all the 108 gopis, there's 8 best gopis. Of all the 8 gopis, I'm the best gopi, right? And all the prophets are saying, that's me, I'm in front of you, I'm the best gopi. Ravan is not saying that. No distinction. Amanina, Amanidena. Who's praying this verse? Amanina, Amanidena. Radharani. Radharani is Chidana Pisanichina. Gaurani is a Radhabhav. Radharani speaking the Srikshastakam. This is Radharani Shiksha. You want to be a follower? My follower? This is my Shiksha. Radharani's giving Srikshastakam. If you want to be a follower of Radharani, you have to follow Srikshastakam. Krishna spoke Srikshastakam? No. Lord Chaitanya? No. Krishna says Radhabhav, Mahabhav, Antyamila. Chapter 20, last chapter, Antyamila, Gambhirila, last moments of his life on earth. This manifest Prakat Lila. In the Gambhira, last few moments, Chinara Pi Sunichena Tare Vivasa Hishana Amanina Amanidina Kirtaniya Sarahari. So that same Radharani is standing in front of Jagannath, the Rath Yatra in Puri, 500 years ago, on the fall of Gauranga. Antya Krishna Bahir Radha, Radha's Bhav and Kanti, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Mahayanya. And he's praying, hey, Shansundar, I'm not the gopi, I'm gopi, gopi Bhartu. Bhartu means the Lord. The gopi Bhartu means the Lord of the gopis. I'm Dasi, 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 Anudasi of them. That's me, that's my feeling, that's my identity. Oh, Shamsundar, you want to be with this Sakhi? Okay, hey Sakhi, come, go to Shamsundar. Let me serve this Sakhi and serve you and bring this Sakhi to you. This is Radharani's Srila Bhav, her humility, her Danya Bhav, her Dasika Bhav. So humble, so pure, so tender. So, I guess we'll continue there tomorrow on the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.